The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live and we have an amazing program for you today, one that will kind of open the drapes on an area of medicine, if you will, in healthcare that is kind of now becoming commonplace. And what are we talking about? We're talking about regenerative procedures. And we're going to talk about the purpose and the effectiveness of some of the things, but more specifically, we're going to talk about PRP and combinations of things. What is that? That's called platelet-rich plasma, and how it's used relative to injections and other things of that nature. So we're going to walk you through that and why it's important. And I want you to know that the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax continues to expand its applications. And you already know that we have a sister corporation called Thermography Centers of Fairfax that is out there, and we're doing thermographic imaging. Well, this one is Ageless Health Regenerative Medical Group, and we're going to be doing regenerative medical protocols and expanding that over a period of time. We have a doctor that is working with us, a brilliant man. He is amazing. I had the opportunity to get to know him over the last couple years, and we finally came to, hey, let's work together and see what we can do to really enhance the platform for so many more people. And Shannon Ginnon, Dr. Shannon Ginnon, is a medical physician who's had a tremendous amount of experience in regenerative procedures, and he'll be joining our practice, and actually already has, and we'd love to have you come in and say hello, and also do qualification examinations, meaning after you hear today's program, you'll know what I'm talking about relative to the things and breadth and width that it can be applied to. But we're going to talk about specifically PRP procedures, platelet-rich plasma, and what does that mean and what it's all about. Well, PRP is produced from your own blood. It's not a stem cell that's manufactured or taken from a fetus or anything of that nature. PRP, platelet-rich plasma, is drawn from your blood. And so what happens is that it's a preparation extract, but we'll talk about it. It's a concentration of one type of cell known as platelets. Now, your blood has a lot of different pieces to it, but these are the platelets, and they circulate through the blood and are critical for blood clotting. But platelets and the liquid plasma, the liquid portion of the blood, contain many factors that are totally essential for cell recruitment, regeneration, multiplication, specialization, and so forth. You have those in your own bloodstream. So instead of going out and getting somebody else's, you can use yours, but it has to be done and extracted in a very specific way. A blood sample is obtained from you, the patient, and it's put into a very specialized type of centrifuge. A centrifuge is a piece of equipment that spins and draws certain things out of it. But in this centrifuge, it separates the blood into its many different components. So platelet-rich plasma has a purpose that is far beyond just clotting factors. So PRP, platelet-rich plasma injections, if you will, are a new form of therapy where substances are taken from your body and are used to treat tissues that are damaged or injured or want to be re-stimulated. And it's a procedure referred to as an autologous. So it's A-U-T-O-L-O-G-O-U-S, autologous blood therapy using your blood. So platelet-rich plasma therapy involves injecting, if you will, your own platelets and fibrin for all kinds of things, for scars and tissue damage and tendons and ligaments and muscles and so forth, and even used for cosmetic patterns. It can stimulate hair growth. It can increase damage, or not increase damage, but fix damage to the hands and the face and the neck, where, you know, you see things begin to break down. Platelet-rich plasma is also known as I said earlier, autologous conditioned plasma, and it's a concentrate of a platelet-rich plasma protein, and that's what I want you to remember. It's a protein derived from your whole blood, your blood, nobody else's, and it's centrifuged, spun down to remove the red blood cells. We take that out. So all you have left is the serum portion of the blood, and it's, you know, through, it's promoted to treat an array of all kinds of conditions that are, very interesting in application. So we're looking for the ability to stimulate your body's own reparative capacity by using your own autologous cells to be able to get you to heal. So as we go through the program today, I want to really talk to you about that. And I want to talk to you about those that might be the best candidates for this, and allow you to, if for interest, come in and meet Dr. Genin. Amazing, amazing doctor, tremendous breadth and width in this type of area. Some of the key advantages of platelet-rich plasma injections are that they can reduce the need for anti-inflammatories or strong opioid type of drugs. So taking your blood, spinning it down, it can decrease inflammatory responses. It can dumb down the pain patterns and so forth. So the side effects of PRP injections are extremely limited, by the way. And that's one of the things that should be going through your head at this point. The injections are created from your blood. Your body won't reject it in any negative way. So you don't have to worry about that. You learn about PRP injections, but easily by Googling it and so forth, and you can see what it takes to do that, what doctors are using it, how they're using them, what situations they work the best in, and so forth. So the PRP is produced, again, from your own blood, and it's a concentration of the type of cells that we talked about earlier, platelets, which circulate through your body, and the platelets help you clot, but platelets and the liquid plasma portion of the blood contain tons of factors, as we said earlier, and that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about how this is done, why it's important, and so forth, and we'll just touch upon the purpose of this and the efficacy of it as we begin to go through the discussion. But I want to encourage you. This is a piece that is helping us help patients even further. Those of you who know the Rozelle Center know that we do all kinds of things relative to growth stimulation and repair processes and getting people back to where they should be. You know that we've treated professional athletes over many years and very high profiled people. And they come to us because we do things that are different than most everybody else. And this is one of the procedures that we have put together. You know, back in the day, those of you golfers, and most of us, we were not, recognize the name Tiger Woods. Well, he's a top shelf athlete. He's, you know, above the cut, right? But he was getting PRP injections to help heal the injuries. And this guy has had more interventional surgery. And if it wasn't for PRP, he probably wouldn't have healed quite as quickly. These PRP injections, again, as we said, are based on your blood. And they're being used increasingly in all kinds of recovery processes of injuries and wound healings and so forth. You know, about a year ago, year and a half ago, I went to my dentist, and unfortunately, I had to have an extraction done, and I had to have a implant put in. And one of the things that they did with me, and this, I have a bad habit of grinding, and I break things, you know, including my teeth when I get too tight and too upset. So this, I didn't have any option. There wasn't anything, there were any damage. But what my dentist did is he did PRP. He got some of my blood. He spun it down and he injected it into the bone to stimulate the repair process and allowed that, that implant to work faster and so forth. The platelets are a type of blood that your body makes so you can clot and heal. But again, what I said is that it also has all kinds of other pieces to that puzzle. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what that really means, the impact that it has, what you can expect from it. What are you a good candidate? Are you not a good candidate? You know, should you be looking at some other things? And there are many other applications. We use a tremendous amount of techniques that are very dependent on the patient. For example, with neuropathic patients, neuropathies, and we use PRP with these other applications and with nutraceutical platforms. So if you have somebody who has a tear, somebody who has a tendonitis, somebody who has arthritis, somebody who has ongoing arthritic pain, things that just don't go away, they get better with other conditions. Is this something that you should consider? Well, perhaps. And we'll talk about what that perhaps is as we go through the process. But remember what I said, this is used multidimensionally. It's used for tendonitis. It's used for torn tendons and ligaments and muscle injuries. You know, visualize a muscle like a fibrous band. And when the muscles are injured, they swell, they have scar tissue, they tear, you have these fibers that are broken up. But the pain pattern also is quite significant. It's becoming far more common than it ever was because it works. And, you know, for anybody to ignore that application is silliness. You know, we've been involved in non-surgical, not drug applications for years and years and years, and we want to maintain that. So we're looking for things that assist, support, promote, help without using interventional modes, meaning something that is outside of that. But PRP seems to fill that place with some other things, exosome therapies and so forth, which we'll spend the time and discuss with you on another program because that's a whole subject all by itself. And things like Wharton's gel, which is the binding fluid around a cord and a live birth. And there's something, but for, we're talking about something that's really important. And that's your own body's cells that help you repair, rejuvenate and so forth. You know, you're going to see abnormal platelets in a lot of different conditions. And these were patients that would not basically qualify for that. What would it be? It would be something like a very severe anemia or a cancer or an ongoing infection. That patient would not qualify to be able to do PRP. You have sometimes series of PRP injections for it to take hold. When this first came out in the marketplace, it was thought that the PRP injection was one and done, and it's really not that way. You have to sometimes do multiple injections, meaning three, sometimes four over a period of time. The more experienced physicians will understand that. So we're going to talk about what happens, what the stimulation is, what they can be used for, specifically what you can expect as we go through the program today, but also, are you a candidate or are you not a candidate? Is it within the bandwidth of stem cell therapy? Yes, it is, but it's your own stem cell. It's not anybody else's. It's not something that has to be prepared other than spinning it down, concentrating it, and then what's taken is what's called the Buffy coat. The Buffy coat is the bottom portion, the more concentrated portion of the platelets and your own stem cell. And it really works quite nicely. You know, all the ads that you hear on the radio about hair rejuvenation and hair growth across the board, it's involved with PRP. And they say, well, they have a process better than somebody else's. It's the apparatus that spins it down and concentrates it. We're coming up to a break, and this is a really fascinating subject, one that's got my attention now for the last several years, and we're going to try to explain it to you so it's understandable. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. I have much more to add to the subject, and you'll be surprised at the applications that you may not even thought about. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important information.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, yes, we are. And I have a program that is like, oh, really? I didn't understand that. And it got my attention a couple of years ago. And we're talking about PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. It's your stuff. It's stem cells from your body. It's the ability to stimulate wound healing and repair of tendons and ligaments and regenerate tissues that are kind of, you know, not working the way they're supposed to, like your hair and things of that nature. In our practice, we're concentrating on pain patterns and joint spaces and things of that nature. We do some other things as time goes on, perhaps, but at least this is an area that we know a lot about and one that we want to make available to our patients and those of you who are listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on a ongoing basis. It's really important that you combine as many different, in my opinion, non-drug, non-surgical approaches to anything that takes place in the body. But PRP treatment, platelet-rich plasma treatment, can support wound healing of any kind and joint damage. The technique can also be used for stimulation of hair growth and hair transplants. You've heard the ads out on the radio as we talked about earlier in the program. But we're going to concentrate on its application for joint injections. The results of PRP or platelet-rich plasma treatments are noticeable after several weeks for joint injections. And after a little longer time, when you're starting to deal with soft tissue, they need to be re-stimulated. But when you're dealing with a joint, you're trying to reform, regrow, re-stimulate the tissue, the cartilage, the fibrin, the myosin, the actin when it comes into the muscle. These are little protein elements that allow your muscles to do what they're supposed to be doing, become whole again. So we have to understand that it's a procedure that can also be enhanced by things like low energy light laser to really optimize its effectiveness. And we may get into that a little bit as we go through. The results of this are undeniable. They work. You have, as I said earlier, you have guys like Tiger Woods out there that were dependent on PRP relative to enhancing their surgical repair process. So PRP, protein or platelet-rich plasma, consists of two elements, the liquid portion of the blood called plasma and the platelets, which allow you to help clot, you know, stop things from breaking down and bleeding. We have to make sure that we know how these pieces work together hand in groove. But the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma, triggers cell reproduction and stimulates tissue regeneration and healing in the area that you're trying to treat. So it stimulates your body's own capacity to repair itself. Your body has you in it. So there's the rejection of something like this is almost non-existent. It just doesn't happen because you're injecting you, but you're concentrating all of those little stem cells that you've produced to get things to trigger and create an autologous reaction. Now your body can begin to do better things. So what we do is it draws your blood, it spins it down to a point where it's super concentrated, pulling all these cells into a lower portion called the Buffy layer, and it takes it out. So the injection, if you will, into a large joint like a knee or the disc space of the knee, the cartilage, or the tendon surrounding it, or the shoulder, or the ankle, or the fingers, or anything of that nature, or even in some situations, the facets, the gliding points of the spine, can help accelerate healing processes. And when combined with other things, is extraordinary in its application. The mechanism behind PRP injection is not really completely understood at this point. They just know that your stem cell goes into action and stimulating and directing other things that it needs to. But when it comes to musculoskeletal pain and injuries and pain control, inflammatory reactions, PRP works amazingly well. PRP injections are able to treat a huge range of problems, as we talked about. You know, that tennis elbow that you have, or something, they call it jumper's knee. All of those things can be made a whole lot better by using this. So we're going to talk about very specific situations as we come back into the second half of the program. But our area of interest is increased over the application with degenerative joint disease, spinal stenosis, joint degeneration, and so forth. And we're going to tell you as much as we can about how that works and answer a couple Q&A. But from skin rejuvenation and to help nerve injuries and even stimulate your body's immune reaction relative to immune reactions and injury and so forth, this is incredibly amazing in its application. We'll talk a little bit about the research, and then we're going to invite you to come in and talk to Dr. Ginnon, who is the head of our regenerative medical program at the Results Center for Healing, and get an exam to see if you qualify, see if it's something that's going to help you. We're coming up to a break, the bottom portion of the program. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live on WMAL.
Welcome back to listening to me, Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and fascinating program today. We're talking about a natural intervention that doesn't have drugs or surgery part of it that will regrow, regenerate your tissue. What are we talking about? We're talking about platelet-rich plasma, PRP, which is prepared by drawing your blood and spitting it down to a really concentrated area and using that. But you know what? Everything has cost-benefit ratios, right? So we want to look at that as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. Are there side effects? Should you know about them? And as I said earlier in the beginning of the program, the Results Center for Healing now has a sister company called Ageless Health Regenerative Medicine Group. And our doctor, Dr. Shannon Ginnon, is the head of that group, and he's the one that does our work in conjunction with our other doctors and treating all types of things from joint degeneration to plumping up your skin. I'll use that by simply saying tissue damage and repair processes, but there's so many different applications with platelet-rich plasma. And guess what? The side effects, the risk levels are really super low because it's your blood. It's you. It's not taken from anything else. There's nothing added to it. But PRP injection is a very, very low-risk procedure and does not generally cause any kind of major side effects of any sort. The procedure, as I said, involves a blood draw, your blood. So you make sure you're very well hydrated. You got to have water, okay, because people come in to get blood drawn. The phlebotomist has a hard time pulling because you're dehydrated. You've been drinking too much coffee and too much tea, and you're not getting anything else in your body. Some of you think that water's for washing, not drinking, but you need to have a lot of water. Otherwise, you will be dehydrated. And you've eaten beforehand to prevent that lightheaded feeling you're going to pass out, because some of you, number one, are scared about blood draw. That's your fight flight system. That's your adrenal system. And, you know, after the procedure, you might have a little soreness at the site, a little bruising, particularly if they nicked a small, little vein in there, but nothing that is a major issue. Because platelet-rich plasma or PRP injections are made up of your own cells and your plasma, your liquid portion of your blood, the risk of any kind of allergic reaction is unbelievably low than it is with other injectable medications like corticosteroids or things of that nature. Does it happen on an extraordinarily rare situation? And I mean, it's almost infinitesimal. Look it up, and I encourage you to do that. Some of the less common side effects are things like bleeding at the puncture site, and that's when you've been taking too many blood thinners. And if you're taking a blood thinner, you may not qualify for this, meaning a very significant one, or if your blood is thinned too much. If it's balanced out properly, where you're clotting properly, not an issue. If there's any damage to the tissue where it's totally destroyed, or if there's an infection within the joint space, or if there's any neurological damage where there's permanent nerve injury, those are things that may exclude you, may not qualify you for having this procedure done. But these are things that we're very careful of finding out about, and relative to your overall health status, what type of medications that you're on. Have you had cancer of any sort? Are you on immune suppressive therapies? That would probably disqualify you across the board. So if you're considering looking at this and really are interested in giving us a call at the Results Center for Healing and asking about a qualification exam with Dr. Genin, we will be very careful when you come in of asking you those questions. And what's really critical is that your complete honesty is as far as the medications that you're taking. And we also want you to bring any x-ray or any MRI that you've had, so we don't have to redo that. But we want to make sure that it's current and not something that you had 14 years ago or something of that nature. But tendon and ligament and muscle and joint injuries, this is amazing application. Post-surgical healing, you know, if you've had problems healing after surgery, sometimes your stem cells, your own body is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And it'll help tremendously, in particular if you know you've got something coming up. That'll help as well, because it can be ejected in the site. Osteoarthritis, osteo meaning bone, arthritis, degeneration. PRP injections may dramatically help treatment and osteoarthritic pain. It stimulates the buffering, the modulating of those elements within the joint space, and it reduces inflammation. And the research in this area is growing exponentially. It's really amazing what happens. Even skin rejuvenation, where you see a lot of damage to the skin, it's being used in those areas too. We're using that as kind of a secondary piece when it comes to patients that are coming into the practice. But if you want to find out what can be done, just give us a call, 703-698-7117, and ask our staff to make an appointment with Dr. Genin for a qualification examination and to find out whether or not it's something that you would qualify for or not qualify for. The procedures we talked about is really pretty straightforward. It's easy as all get out. You're going to get a blood draw if you qualify. That blood will be put in a very high level centrifuge, more so than you would if you just had a regular blood test done. And it's spun down to the point where all of these platelets and protein elements are concentrated in one area. Then it's drawn off. And it's often it'll mix with a physiological saline and so forth and inject it into the joint space. And then we'll use laser, low energy light therapy. It's not one, it's a class 4 laser. It's not one that'll burn you. It's not something that you used to cut with, but it also stimulates the promotion, the healing process. And in some patients, we may recommend some other things in addition to that, depending on whether it's a neuropathic problem, or meaning neuropathic pain, you can't feel things, you got numbness, you got tingling and so forth. If there's an inflammatory level, we're trying to look at this from a multidimensional approach to be able to give you the most effective treatment. But, you know, you should know certain things about this, and that's what I want to cover today. I want you to realize that, you know, this is not something you go and say, oh yeah, do anything you want to do to me. I want you to understand what's being done. It has to do with you. That's number one. It has to do with your body's ability to stimulate growth and repair. It can be used in conjunction with other therapies to enhance its effectiveness. So when you're looking at PRP, you want to see, you know, what's the best PRP treatment? How is it used? How is it going to help you per se? And, you know, is it worth the time, the expense, and so forth? the interest in PRP has been growing exponentially. You know, according to data, the growing interest in PRP and treatment over the last several years has just zoomed from back in 2014, about 60,000 articles. Now, and there's, in addition, there's about close to 80,000 articles that are out there. The applications are expanding as people are realizing, meaning physicians and institutions are realizing the depth, breadth, and width of things that can be done with. Platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, can heal, can promote the healing. But how does it happen? Well, because it contains special factors of proteins and cell tissues that are yours. They're from your body. They're just heavily concentrated. The platelet-rich plasma works with knees and disc pain, inflammatory levels, and so forth. And when you understand that it is non-invasive per se, other than injecting a needle, it's not cutting, it's not doing anything of that nature, it's not a drug that's being put into your body, then you say, oh, wow, does it have an effect with chronic tendonitis? Absolutely, yes. How about osteoarthritis, spinal or joint degeneration? Absolutely. I told you about a personal story when I had a dental implant. Dentists are using it. It's even being used in plastic surgery. But in our area, because we're dealing with pain, we're dealing with promotion of health, PRP has a very special efficacy in dealing with joints and ligaments and muscles and getting your body to stop saying ouch much more rapidly and quickly, and particularly when it's combined with other types of conditions. When we deal with a patient who has neck pain or back pain or shoulder pain or hip pain or just pain deep into the spine or collateral ligament injuries, particularly in the knees, you know, your ACLs, this application, platelet-rich plasma, is profound in doing that. So a lot of you are listening to this and say, hey, you know, back in the day, a year or two ago, you were talking, you did a brief presentation on stem cell. Well, what happened is stem cell works extremely well, and it has a much broader application, in my opinion, than even PRP, particularly when combined with PRP. But unfortunately, our lovely FDA has decided to put it under a research-based presentation. So the only stem cells that you get now is from your own bone tissue or in a clinical setting that you realize is research-based, and they've locked that down. My opinion, and totally only my opinion, is because there's other elements out there that want to make a few bucks off of this thing. But that's a different story. That's a conversation we could have on a sidebar, but that's just Dr. Tom telling you his headspace, and sometimes people wonder what goes on inside my head. But PRP is amazing. Bone and soft tissue injuries heal in multiple stages. One of the most exciting areas that we're seeing PRP involved in is getting athletes back onto the playing field faster, getting you out of pain and walking much more rapidly, avoiding surgeries perhaps, sometimes with joint replacements, and whether it's your shoulders, whether your knees, whether it's your hip. This can stem the tide and not put you into that position where you're going to have those things done. So what happens if you can, you know, you can get a knee injection and you can get back to doing what you want to get done, as well as getting the muscle strengthened up, getting it balanced, making sure the pelvis is level, making sure everything else is working properly. And now you just avoided a long, drawn-out rehabilitative period of having to put a prosthesis into your body. What happens if that's possible, if that can work? Well, at the end of the day, it can work, and it can make a huge difference in repair in some situations permanently, actually most situations, and avoiding something that not a lot of us want to go through, right? Many of you know about a year and a half, 20 months ago, I ended up with a major concussion, which caused me to drop a little bit. And at one point, I wasn't able to walk at all. So I had to scramble. I had to get some things done. And I went to visit a good friend of mine that does this type of therapy. At the time, stem cells were also available. And he worked on me, but the huge impact I had was with PRP. And it really was amazing relative to what took place and how quickly I was able, at least able to start functioning again. And it's a process that is ongoing. So I've done it. And for me, it's an ongoing process to get me back so I can get the brain to heal up and I can get other things to take place. Any injection is often done with ultrasound guided, assist. Now, is it done that way all the time? Not necessarily. There's some guys that can inject joints without even thinking twice. In our practice, we have the ability to inject with ultrasound-guided imaging and with a small joint, whether it's your ankle or your thumb or your wrist and so forth. That doesn't have to be done that way. But in larger joints, we want to make sure that we can image and see everything that we're doing clearly to make sure that we optimize the effect that it has on you. But with platelet-rich plasma injections, the risk level of the injection itself is really, in my opinion, infinitesimal. It's very, very low. And the most, the biggest risk is that you may have a bruise, if you're not hydrated properly, with the draw from your blood if you're not hydrated properly. But we want to make sure that we can provide that for you. And we're going to couple that with other things that will compound, if you will, its effectiveness rate across the board. So we're going to look at all areas of your body. We're going to look at whether or not you're on certain medications because that would disqualify you. We're going to look on what your general health is. We're going to tell you the things that you can do to really optimize it. It's generally going to be 3 to 4 injections over a period of several months to optimize the results, and with some nutraceuticals and perhaps low energy light laser and maybe even some acupuncture. But it's individual. It depends on you. And we want you to get the absolute best result. We're coming up to a break, and I'm going to kind of put this all together for you when we come back. This is a really fascinating area. I'm, just drawn to it because there's so much that can be done in addition to what we do. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you across the country, you know the drill. You know what the time frame difference are. And we thank you all for reaching out and sending emails, and we'll always respond to you. Make sure that you take the opportunity to ask questions at any time. And hey, listen, if you want me to answer a question on the program, I'll be happy to do that as well. All you got to do is let me know and I'll either answer you directly, which I would anyway, but in addition, want to give you a heads up. In January 2022, Dr. Tom Rozell Live will move from 11 a.m. on Sunday to 12 noon, 12 p.m. And when Redskins season comes up next year, we're going to move. We'll be, for those few weeks that they're home and they're doing the pregame show, we'll move back into the 11 o'clock slot. So we'll be real close. But we're going to move back into that 12 o'clock slot. Why? Because so many of you asked for us to do that because you said 12 o'clock is a better time. A lot of you are in church. A lot of you have other things that you're doing early in the morning. So we did it for you. We're at 12 o'clock. We're going to make that happen, but that'll start in January. So don't set your time clocks ahead or behind until January comes along. And as always, we want to thank our men and women in the military, and we thank you for everything you do for us, because without you, we wouldn't be us and we wouldn't have what we're doing. And anything I can do to serve you, please let me know. We're talking about platelet-rich plasma and injections and the things that can make a difference. And, we kind of focused on joint spaces and arthritic degeneration and pain patterns. It also can be used for cosmetic support as well. Not one of the things that we're focusing on It can be done, but mostly we'll talk to our own patients about that. But for those of you who have never been to us and you're having problems with neuropathic pain, neuropathies, we find that when it's combined with certain procedures, laser therapies, PRP procedures, nutraceuticals, is something that doesn't come back after a while. A lot of the neuropathic pain is a result of nerve root compression, spinal stenosis, sometimes just distal inflammatory reactions due to diabetes, right? Or blood sugars that are not balanced properly, or inflammatory levels that get too high. So we're developing procedures that we can offer you that will help. When we're dealing with joint spaces, injections in shoulders and hips and knees and so forth, PRP procedures done properly and used in combination will help restore, repair, regenerate, and decrease the inflammatory response in these areas so you can have a much better outcome. Now, if you're smart, you're going to ask me a question. Is this 100% across the board for everybody? The answer is, of course not. There's nothing that is 100%. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. But at the end of the day, the odds are so significantly in your favor that you're going to have a decent outcome that, you know, I'm excited about this stuff. I've used it. It's being done to me. I told you a little bit about a history I had about a year ago, and it's made a huge difference in the inflammatory responses in my body, particularly the inflammation that took place when I smacked my head and, you know, had some problems with my joints. Huge difference, huge ability to recover, and I wouldn't be where I am right now without that. So the procedure is really simple and straightforward. It's quick, meaning that you're not tied up for a whole day, a half a day, 2-3 hours. It involves taking your blood, taking a blood draw, spinning it down at a super high speed centrifuge, taking the lower portion of the buffy coat and redoing it. We're coming up to that place of the program where I've got to say, I'll see you next week. And remember one thing. I do this for one reason and one reason only. Not only do you deserve it, but I truly love you all. And I want to make sure that you have the best applications of everything that's available to you across the board. If you understand it, give us a call and let us know how we can help you. See you next week. Bye.